Technology giant Samsung have been accused of being tone-deaf this week after a controversial advertisement garnered confusion and criticism from women in the UK where it was launched. It's an ad called Night Owls. It's about a minute long and it shows a woman getting up at 2 a.m. She puts on her headphones and she goes for a run in the streets of London, the deserted streets of London, it has to be said. She's shown to be running through these dark streets and city alleyways, and at one point she's even circled and followed by a man on a bike. And here's a snippet of it now.
Sleep at night. Run faster. Push harder. Follow the herd.
And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do.
Not for me. I run on a different schedule.
And the message coming from my eyes says leave it alone.
Mine.
Online commentators have called the ad unrealistic, insensitive, and have described the short video as appearing sinister, with one Instagram account saying she was expecting a man to jump out and attack the woman. And in recent months, women in the UK have been on high alert after a spate of murders, including Aisling Murphy, who was attacked while out running along a canal in Dublin. That was earlier this year. And the murders of Sarah Everard and Sabina Nessa, who were both killed while walking their local streets. But joining us now to share her perspective is keen runner Stephanie White. Hi, Stephanie.
Kia ora, Karen. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Would you ever go for a run at 2 a.m?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
It's not safe. It's absolutely not safe. I'd have to be quite under the influence if I thought that would be a good idea.
Whereabouts do you live? What, are you in Auckland?
I live in West Auckland.
Right, okay. So what was going through your head when you saw the ad for the first time?
Lots of things. Like, okay, she's putting her headphones in and she's going out for a run. So first of all, I feel like when I put my headphones in, even when I go out in the daytime, people might judge me for that decision, because that's not safe, because you can't be totally aware of your surroundings. It also crossed my mind, is she getting up at 2 a.m. because that's the only time she can fit in a run and amongst all of her other responsibilities as a woman? Does she have children? Is right. She trying to jam it in at a stupid time?
Esther Newman, she's the editor of Women's Running magazine and podcast. She says the advert is not representing the truth. She said women don't run at that time because we are too scared to, just as you've said. She said, it's really shocking. I don't know any woman who would be running at 2 o'clock in the morning, certainly not in a city. But that is UK-based, where they, as I mentioned, they've had some very high-profile murders. But you think the same in New Zealand and West Auckland, where you're from.
Yeah, definitely. We're not even talking about a strange time like 2 a.m. We're talking about as soon as it starts to get dark. You know, that even if I set out when it's not dark yet and I get home and it is dark, I kind of feel a sort of sense of anxiousness about, you know, what I could have encountered, and sort of, you know, feel quite bad for putting myself in that position, because then that would impact, other people in my life if anything happened to me.
Yes. Is that in your imagination, or you've had any threats when you've been out running?
I've become quite keenly aware of number plates, and I'm not really one for sort of memorising this sort of thing, but I have had cars that slow down and turn around, and I've watched them go past about two or three times, and that's happened to me on several runs. So I think some of the danger is real, and I think some of it's imagined. But I think fairly enough imagined, because of the real danger that's present.
That is scary, especially when you're taking notice and you think, what are they doing? It just puts you off what you're out there trying to do, exercise, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, in the ad it talks about run faster, push harder. And it got me thinking about, yeah, if something doesn't feel quite right, or it's a particularly dark section that I'm running along, or even in the daytime, there's a group of men that I'm approaching and I get a funny feeling about it. that's when I'll run faster and push harder. So there's kind of a bit of a sick connotation to it.
Yeah, there certainly is. And for men listening, I'd like to stress here, Stephanie, that, and I'm sure you do too, that this discussion takes into account that there are a very small portion of men who would be threatening to a woman. But the reality is that they are out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely right.
So do you take any safety precautions when you head out for a run?
Yeah, now that daylight savings is gone, that rules out quite a few hours in my day that I can't, that I don't feel safe to go for a run. So if I was trying to jam one in, and it was heading towards dusk, I do have a little running belt which has like an LED flashing light. And I was wearing it sort of for visibility. I didn't want to get bowled over by a car, but also it occurred to me that if something happened to me, other people would remember seeing it. So that's one precaution that I would take. But the main precaution I would take is to not go running in the dark.
Right, but you don't take anything with you. You take your phone?
Oh, yes, I have my phone. I definitely have my phone, and it's in my hand. That's how I run with it, because
wow.
I have to have my music on hand, but B, if something, if I trip up, even if I stack it and fall on my face, I can call someone and ask for help.
When you're out during the day, how many women would you see running alone?
To be honest, not as many as I see men running out alone. I don't know whether it's just not having the time during the day or whether it's a safety-related decision.
Yeah, there's a text here, Peter from Dunedin, who says, it's TV land, it's not real, no one is safe. I'm a 62-year-old disabled man, I am a 20 years old punched by a coward. That's just a little bit of a typo, I think. The danger always comes from the family, anytime, anyhow. Reclaim the night. I don't necessarily think that reclaiming the night is wise, is it?
I don't think so. The reality is there's not many people out at night, and if there are people out at night, they're either trying to do the same thing as me, which is try and get some exercise in, or, they're up to something. Look, there's been a couple of times as well running during the daytime when I've encountered scenes of domestic abuse or other types of violence as I've been running. And, that gets me thinking about where I run. But I think that this happens in all neighbourhoods. So, just being out by yourself sort of makes you aware of your surroundings and potentially what could happen. And it might sound hypersensitive to men, but one in four of us have been sexually assaulted. So, we've got to be thinking about these dangers.
Yeah, they are big stats. And Samsung, they've apologised and said the Night Owls campaign was designed with a positive message in mind to celebrate individuality and freedom to exercise at all hours. They said it was never our intention to be insensitive to ongoing conversations around women's safety. So they apologised.
I think it's fair enough to apologise, and I think the main thing would sort of be to take on board the feedback and also make sure that there are diverse people in the creative and marketing team so that, a clangor like that doesn't make it past the cutting room floor.
Yeah, I can't imagine that very many women were involved in the conceptualising of that ad.
No, and it's so funny because we saw the clock, striking two, and then she looks at her watch and it says 2 o'clock. So they were really clear that it's 2 o'clock and it's London, and, she's free.
Yeah. How many days a week do you go for a run, Stephanie, every day?
Oh, no. I've got a full-time job and 2 small children, so that curtails my freedom a little bit somewhat. But I do have a goal of 1,000 kilometres to run this year, and I'm only just surpassed 150 kilometres. So I've got to get my skates on.
Well done. No, don't get your skates on. Just your what do you call them, runners, trainers? Lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us, Stephanie.
All right. Thanks, Karen.
That's keen runner Stephanie White.